Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quana. How can I help you?
Hi, miss. Excuse me. Yeah, by the way, miss, I checked my transaction, and I don't rightly know what's going on with this order that supposedly I had placed. There was a $67.32 charge that came out of my debit card. I want to know what that's about.
May I have your zip code?
08876.
And the first and last name?
Jeffrey Hurlin.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
Yeah, 88 Green Street, Somerville, New Jersey. 08876.
One moment, please. Okay, I do see that you have the technical bag. You were enrolled into our monthly membership for the online savings club, which is what they charge us for.
Whoa, wait a second. You said there was some type of order for what?
The technical bag. You initially
paid
$5.74 for shipping.
A technical what there, miss?
A technical bag.
A little bag? That little bag that they charge me for $5.74?
Sir, the charge is for the online membership that you were enrolled into.
Oh, miss, look, I'm sorry. But no, I didn't want that membership. I don't know why they put that in there like that. I'll be honest with you, I did not see that. I didn't know that was like a string attached to it.
Okay,
you know,
sir, that account has been canceled.
Right, so the money will return into my account soon.
I can do a 35% refund back on the charge.
No, I'm sorry. I got to have that money back, miss, because for one thing, I would never do that. I did not try to join that membership.
Okay, sir, instead of that 35%, as a courtesy, I can bring it up to a 50% refund back.
No, I'm sorry,
that's
miss. I don't even,
go,
look, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are trying to prove here. But that money got to go back into my account immediately.
That's the highest I can go with the refund, sir.
Look, I'm telling you right now, that money has to go back. I'm not even hardly working, let alone the $500 I got in my checking account right now. Now it's down to $447. Miss, you got to, you know, it's outrageous. I had a little bit over $500. Now it's down to like $447. You got to put that money back into my account, please.
I'm trying to put some of it back, sir. Do you accept the 50% refund?
I can't accept that 50% refund, miss. I can't get on that membership. I can't afford that. I don't even want to do that.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to do a courtesy refund of 50%. That's the highest I can go.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys are trying to do. I know you got a business to run, but I did not join that program.
It was agreed to certain terms and conditions. It is explain. It does
no,
explain
no,
about the
no,
government.
No, no, no. You're telling me a fast one here.
No,
I'm
sir,
sorry.
I can keep you the
no,
website.
No, look, you got to listen to me. You got to listen to me before you start this up. I did not order that program.
As I stated, sir, if I can give you the website and you can go and read the terms and conditions, it does explain about the enrollment. I do apologize if you didn't read those terms and conditions, but they were there.
No, yes, I'm sorry to tell you that, but, you know, I'm going to have to dispute that charge.
Okay, sir.
And I know
they will see that the terms and conditions were good.
Yeah, I know they will. I know they will. I knew you were gonna come here with that too. But look, I'm sorry, miss.
Mm-hmm.
You guys went and tried that before. I know people like this before. Now I'm not accusing you personally, but I'm telling you. You gotta be careful what you ask for. Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm listening.
I'm not going to try to give you, you know, the 9 yards and whatnot, miss. I'm just trying to be honest with you. I did not order it, and I'm hoping you understand that. That's all I can say.
Okay, sir, and I do have to go by what I see. Those terms and conditions were agreed to, sir. It does.
Yeah, but you're just telling me something. Look, I did not agree with that. I'm
sir,
sorry.
I'm offering to even give you the website so you can go look for yourself.
No, look, you don't have to do that. You're just, you know, wasting your time. Don't even try that, okay?
Okay, well, sir, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yeah, be good.